This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard. Happy Monday. John Shumway back after his mini Shummer 2 vacation. He'll be back tomorrow morning. A lot going on. There are a lot of charity events out there. I'll be attending the Martin Lazzaro Memorial Golf Event in Wildwood for the Autism Society and North Hills Community Outreach. It's always fun because it's a great way to get together with some people of like mind and do some good things. And also today, the Pro Football Alumni Supporting Special Olympians is at Allegheny Golf Club. And a week from Monday, an event that, I'll tell you what, this incredible 12-year-old athlete who's also a musician as well as being a great golfer. Her name is Victoria Matthews, and she is the Know What's Right, Do What's Right Bullying Prevention Ambassador, and she joins us on this early morning from Los Angeles, California, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
12 years old, and you can do all this. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
How did the Marcus Recito Charitable Foundation find you?
They contacted my mother because they saw me on the NBC Golf Channel. They actually released my clip from Drive, Chip, and Putt on the NBC Heart of a Champion show they came out with. They aired a clip of me from Drive, Chip, and Putt from 2015, and that's when they reached out to my mother.
First, let's talk about your golf skills. How old were you when you first started golfing?
I first started golfing when I was 6, but I really started competitively competing when I was probably about 9, which is when I first qualified for the national finals of the Drive, Chip, and Putt.
Coinciding with that skill, you play the piano and guitar and write songs.
Yes, that's been a passion of mine for a really long time. Ever since I was a kid, I always loved singing and playing guitar and piano, even when I didn't know how to. And I wrote my first real song in third grade when I was bullied, and I wrote a song called Warrior. And right now I'm here in LA working on some new material because I wrote that when I was 9. So it's exciting.
And now you're all of 12. But let's talk about bullying because it's a very important subject and one that needs addressed. What do you tell people? What do you recommend? Because your song tells the story. What do you tell other young ladies and young men about bullying?
Bullying's never an easy thing, but it's something that happens to a lot of people. The most important thing for me was to find someone to talk to and some way to let it out. And for me, that was my music. And, you know, just trying to stay positive and trying to focus on the things that are great in your life. And I think that's really the only way because you can't control what other people are doing. So if you just, you know, stick to being yourself, things will work out.
Well, you seem wise beyond your years, and yet you have this great skill of being able to golf and with the music. So they're looking forward to having you at the Marcus Recito Charitable Event at St. Clair Country Club. That is Monday, July 24th. So that's coming up really quick.
It is. I'm very excited.
Have you ever been to Pittsburgh before?
No, I don't think so, actually. I'm from just outside Washington, D.C. in Virginia, so just Northern Virginia.
And what are you doing in Los Angeles?
I'm working on some new music with my new manager, and it's just pretty exciting stuff out here, and I'm looking forward to the future.
I bet you are. You have a very bright future, young lady, and I'm looking forward to meeting you at the Marcus Recito Charity Golf Event at St. Clair Country Club. That is a week from today. And if you'd like information on their bullying prevention program, you can go to recito.org, and we'll have a link on kdk.com. Victoria Matthews, the Bullying Prevention Ambassador on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Victoria, good luck. Can't wait to meet you in person and hear your music and watch you golf.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.